We are visiting the village of Bishop Stainton this week, and Jim Quantick was born and bred in Bishop Stainton. I asked him what his childhood was like in the village.
Delightful, really. It was a hard life, but I was quite happy. The school here was a grand place. It was run by a chap called Wallace. He was a headmaster who was well respected throughout the village, as headmasters were in those days. And I was educated here until the age of 10 when I moved to West Lawn in Teignmouth. I used to walk to school from here. I was a server in the parish church and in the choir. When I was acting as a server during midweek, the vicar used to give me breakfast, and I would then walk on to school. So really, I had a good life here. I really did. I was reluctant to leave the village, but of course, the war cropped up, and like a lot of the silly people, I went off, you know, thinking we were going to save ourselves for any future wars, and so, but didn't come off, did it? And those are the main things I remember about my childhood. I used to carry milk down to the various properties, small houses down on the main road here. In cans, about 5 cans of wire handles. On frosty mornings, it was blinking cold. One dear old lady used to give me a spoonful of malt and cod liver oil in the morning. I hated it, but she used to stand there and make me take it while I was there. And the chap next door, who was a bank manager, taught me to use a typewriter. And a fellow a couple of doors away found me my first job. I became an apprentice, carpenter and joiner, and I used to cycle to and fro to Newton Abbot. I started work at the princely sum of, today's money, 20 pence a week. After 6 months, it went up to 40 pence. I couldn't buy very much from that. My first new bicycle I bought was a Hercules at £3.19 and 6 pence, if I remember. £4 roughly. And I enjoyed my work at Newton Abbot. The whole atmosphere of the village has changed over the years. We have very many newcomers to the village, but they have mainly blended in, and as a member of the planning committee when I was on the district council, I encouraged new development, rightly or wrongly, because I felt this was becoming too much of a dormitory for old people. And with the improvements in the roads around the area, people could commute freely to Exeter, down to Plymouth and so forth. So they're encouraged to come here, and they have helped to enliven the village in its activities. On the district council, as I said, I was on the planning committee, and I picked up a lot of other committees over the years. I became chairman of the British Legion, chairman of the bowling club, secretary of the cricket club, vice chairman of various other organizations. But it's quite varied. I was also a harbor commissioner, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and that's one organization that I regret having to leave. Now I don't do very much. The chairman of the village hall committee asked me to set up a short mat bowling club about 3 years ago, and I did that. But I handed over the management of it to a committee, and the thing is running very successfully. There are so many organizations in the village. We have a bowling club, but unfortunately no bowling green at the moment, and they play all their games away. I personally play at Bitton Park in Teignmouth, and I thoroughly enjoy that.
That's Jim Quantick.